Hi there, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg, out and about again, this time at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow with the support act for Jake Bug, Georgie. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Can't complain. So, first of all, you've just released your new EP, Too Much TV. So, you know, what's it like to finally have, you know, new music out there?
Yeah, it's great. It's because as a songwriter as well, it's like the process of writing songs to getting them out can seem really long. So it's always exciting to get it out and for people to be able to access it and listen to it. It's exciting.
Is there a lot of time between you've had when you have that first initial idea for a song and then it goes through so many versions and then it finally gets put out? So roughly how long is the songwriting process for you?
It varies. Too Much TV was wrote in a day, and the version that's out was actually the songwriting demo, so that was the demo I did that day. So that was great. It doesn't always work out like that. Sometimes it can take three different recordings till everyone agrees on the one that should be released. But that was nice and quick, and I think that's the way a song should be, like organic really. Just put it out, what comes out on the paper that day, that's it, that's what you captured. So
yeah, and looking back to the sort of classic songs, they are the simplest, and they start in the way they are, and then they don't really go through loads of different versions. While we're still talking about the title track of the EP, Too Much TV, because it's sort of strange, it's half party song, half kind of social commentary.
Yeah.
So what's the sort of story behind it, and where did the idea come from?
It's definitely the social, like you say, social commentary was a big thing of inspiration for the song. And then there's a lot of personal lines in it as well, which I got off my chest that day. I think we're like in a world where people feel like they have to conform and belong to something, and you know, reality TV, a lot of young girls think that that's how they have to be, and they're scared to be themselves, and it's always something I think sad. I think everyone should just embrace who they are and be that. So that it kind of has that to it. I think if you try and belong to something too hard, you get lost. So
yeah,
it's just about the freedom really of being yourself, I think.
Right. You've been in this for a while, but like I heard that you wanted to be a footballer first. Yeah. So you know, how did you sort of go from wanting to be a footballer to, you know, signing for Columbia and now, you know, supporting Blossoms and Jake Bug and people like that? So what was the sort of journey?
Oh, it's a lot of hard work, and which is still very much part of it.
Yeah.
And I stopped playing football when I was like 13. Like I hung up the boots, I picked up the guitar the next day and that was it. I didn't play football again. And I was passionate about football, you know, it was what I wanted to do, and I would have tried to go all the way if I would have done it, but I just fell in love with music.
Yeah.
Like literally over a day, and my uncle introduced me to an Elvis record, and that kind of totally changed my life. Like Elvis's biggest fan. So, and then I just started gigging, I started playing in pubs, started writing songs, I played covers like Carly Simon and Mamas and Papas and stuff like that, and then I think I played 250 gigs. It was
that's a lot.
Yeah. So it must be over 350 now. So yeah, just hard work, you know, a lot of writing and playing, and still on that journey, really. So.
Well, that's it. It's all about hard work and sort of like honing your craft. But I mean, you mentioned earlier reality TV for shows like The Voice and like Britain's Got Talent and stuff like that, where people can just sort of show up and, you know, instantly they're a star. Does that sort of irk you in a way?
Yeah, I mean, but that probably has a lot more downs than this, you know, like, because being on the road and stuff, you've got to be so passionate about music to love to want to do it night after night.
Yeah.
If you're just in it for the fame, it can be taken away from you so quick. It's like you don't know what's going to happen the next day, and if you're not in love with that music, you're getting up on stage
and just sort of churning
out. Yeah. So it's never been a thing that it's never tempted me, that whole thing. And I mean, fair play to people who do it, and it probably entertains a lot of people at home and stuff as well, but it's just It's just, I think it's just quite, maybe a bit fake, which is the sad, the thing I'm not too keen on.
Because a lot of people say that, and a lot of artists that I love, I mean, they've sort of left their roots and signed to big labels, and sort of the funds went out of it. But it's nice to know that because you've signed for, you know, Columbia, that sort of the heart's still left in it, and obviously you hope to keep it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
What's it like being on tour with the mighty Jake Bugg?
Yeah, it's amazing. This is the third tour now I've done with him, so I'm very like thankful that he's invited me back. It's just so good to just be on tour, really, just playing every night, doing what I love. So yeah, very blessed.
It is so nice to hear that you do have that passion for the music that you make. And on the subject of that music, what does the future hold for you?
Oh yeah, who knows? Que sera, sera. will be. Hopefully, just making a living out of this, making a living out of music is the thing. You know, I look up to people like Sheryl Crow and them kind of strong women who have worked hard and they're still doing it now. You know, like she's, I think, 55 and she's still touring and stuff. And like, yeah, that's where I would like to be. So that's hopefully what the future holds. But who knows? I'm releasing more songs.
Yeah, great.
Releasing the EP soon and more tours, so that's definitely happening.
Is there a chance of a Georgie headline tour or maybe an album coming out soon? Or
there's definitely more music. The album's written, really, so it's kind of ready to come out. I'd be happy to put an album out this year, so that could very much happen, and headline tour as well.
Exclusive, there we go. Last but not least, where can listeners catch up with all things Georgie?
Spotify, there's all my music on there, and live dates, which is just Georgie. Instagram, which is Official Georgie or Georgie Official, I can't remember. It's got Official in there and it's got Georgie in there. It's Twitter, which is the same, and Facebook as well. So yeah, across all those things.
Great. Well, Georgie, thank you very much. No matter where she goes, headline tour, album, or if she goes back to football, you can be rest assured that you'll find her here on A Little Alternative. Georgie, thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You've been listening to R&IB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg.
Thank you.